Good afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us for today's VCY America's Homefront program. This is a show where we talk about current events and issues in Wisconsin from a Christian perspective. I'm Jelaine Appling, one of your co-hosts. I'm also honored to serve as President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council, a statewide organization that works to strengthen, preserve, and promote God's plan for marriage and family, the sanctity of human life, and religious freedom in our state. We've been around for over 38 years now, showing up, standing up, and speaking up on these foundational issues. Joining me in hosting Homefront is Wisconsin Family Council's new president, Daniel Degner. So this time next week, Daniel, the fall 2024 partisan election that has taken up so much of our time and energy over really the last year will be in the proverbial rearview mirror. We'll be talking about winners and losers and certainly about the consequences of this historic election, because we know every election has consequences. But we still have 6 days, if you count today and Election Day, before next Tuesday, November 5th, which is the culmination of this election, and it is the last day for people to vote. Before we get into some voting reminders, let's quickly review what we're voting for here in Wisconsin this election. And this is our last opportunity to encourage wise voting this cycle.
Let's just say it is a full ballot this time around. Everyone in Wisconsin will be voting for the U.S. president and for a U.S. senator. Believe it or not, there are 8 candidates for president on our Wisconsin ballot. Obviously, the only 2 really viable candidates are Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris. For the U.S. Senate race, we have 4 candidates on the ballot, but again, only 2 are viable: Democrat Tammy Baldwin, the current office holder, and challenger Republican Eric Hovde. In addition to these top-of-the-ticket races, Wisconsin voters will elect all 8 of our U.S. House of Representatives, all 99 of our state assembly representatives, half of our state senate, even numbered districts this year, and some communities may be voting on district attorneys or other county level officials. And finally, all voters in Wisconsin will have a binding referendum on their ballot, known as the Citizenship Amendment, which, if passed, will amend our state constitution to stipulate that only U.S. citizens can vote in any Wisconsin election, national, state, or local. Currently, our state constitution says every U.S. citizen age 18 or over can vote in a federal or a state election. So the referendum would replace the word every with only and would stipulate that local elections are included.
Well, Daniel, let's stop right there and quickly clarify for our listeners what a yes vote on this referendum means and what a no vote means.
A yes vote means you want to make it clear in our state constitution that only U.S. citizens age 18 or over can vote in any Wisconsin election, national, state, or local. A no vote means you want to keep the current language in our state constitution that says every U.S. citizen age 18 or over can vote and doesn't address local elections.
Well, thanks, Daniel, for clarifying that and for clarifying what is on our Wisconsin ballot. You know, the reality is many people in Wisconsin have already voted, either by returning their absentee ballot or by being part of our early in-person voting opportunity that, by the way, is going on right now, but ends in most communities at the close of business tomorrow, Friday, November 1st. If voting early is a better fit for you than trying to work voting into your busy schedule on Election Day, then we encourage you to call your municipal clerk to verify what hours you can do that early voting. Reports are that early in-person voting numbers are up considerably over 2020 early in-person voting. We use that election as a comparison, by the way, because like this one, it was a presidential election. One source tells us early in-person voting, it's up 89% in Dane County over what it was at this time in 2020, and up 36% in Milwaukee County over 2020 numbers. While in Waukesha County, early in-person voting is up almost 50% over 2020. In Ozaukee County, it's up 40%. And in Washington County, early in-person voting is up 57%. These are incredible numbers. We've heard lots of reports from individuals saying the lines have been pretty lengthy and even unprecedented for early in-person voting in most polling places.
Yeah, let's talk about those absentee ballots that have been mailed to people all across the state but haven't yet been returned. If you received an absentee ballot by mail and haven't already mailed it in, please do not mail it in. With post office delivery times right now, your ballot may not reach your clerk's office by the deadline of 8 p.m. on Election Day next Tuesday, November 5th. We strongly encourage you to take the ballot in person to your clerk's office. fill out and sign the envelope, get a witness to complete his or her part of the envelope, put the ballot in the envelope, seal it, and walk it in and hand it to the clerk or a clerk deputy. We should also mention voter registration. It's not too late to register to vote in Wisconsin if you haven't yet done that. Maybe you just moved here or just turned 18 and this is your first time voting. First, you have to be a bona fide resident of Wisconsin for at least 28 days prior to November 5th. If you meet that qualification and are at least 18 years old and are not a felon, you can still register to vote for this election. You can do that between now and tomorrow in your clerk's office, or you can do that on election day at your polling place. Check myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov for acceptable proof of residence and take that proof with you to either the clerk's office between now and tomorrow or to your polling place next Tuesday. Finally, to make sure you know what is on your ballot, visit myvote.wi.gov. Click on What's on My Ballot. That will show you every race and every candidate and the exact wording of the state referendum, and if you have any local referendum. And over 240 local referenda are on the ballots across the state, with the vast majority of these being school district related.
You know, that last part about those local referenda reminds me, Daniel, that voters do need to take personal responsibility to find out what they're voting on and about the candidates and the issues. Over the last few weeks, we've tried to let people know about some reliable sources they can use to find out about where candidates stand on important issues. We strongly encourage you to check out iVoter Guide at iVoterGuide.com. Again, that's iVoterGuide.com. There's educational, unbiased information there about the candidates that you will see on your ballot. In addition to iVoter Guide, just do an online search for other voter guides that would be helpful to you. And by the way, iVoter Guide also has a very helpful one-page party platform comparison. On the iVoter Guide homepage, just scroll down to Featured Insights and Articles and click on Political Parties. What do they stand for? About halfway down that page of that article is a link to the one-page platform comparison. It's totally educational.
In addition to online guides, our partner Wisconsin Faithful has produced voter information publications for the presidential race and the U.S. Senate race. Those are available at wifamilycouncil.org. That's wifamilycouncil.org. We also recommend talking with people you know well, who you trust and who you know are well informed about the candidates. You can also watch recorded debates or interviews, for instance, WisEye.org. WisEye.org has interviewed both of the U.S. Senate candidates and many other state-level candidates as well. We want to emphasize again that checking a candidate's endorsement can also be incredibly helpful. For instance, in the U.S. Senate race, according to Vote Smart and other sources, Eric Hovde has endorsements from the NRA, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, Campaign for Working Families, and the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Tammy Baldwin has endorsements from American Federation of Teachers Wisconsin, Planned Parenthood Action Fund, and Human Rights Campaign, a leader in promoting the LGBTQ agenda nationally. If you don't know what some of these groups are, a quick online search will tell you and help you choose well.
You know, there's two more really important points we need to make here, Daniel. Folks, we are urging you to not just vote, you yourself, but to also find among your friends and family at least 10 people who may not vote and then do everything you can to get them to vote and help them be prepared to choose well with their ballot selections. If we each do at least 10 people, we really can make a significant difference. And finally, Daniel, our last but certainly not least important reminder.
Prayer. We need to be much in prayer for our communities, our state, and our nation over these next few days. Some are saying no matter who wins the presidential election, we should expect violence. That should never happen. But that's where we're at today, unfortunately. Will you please join our Wisconsin Family Council staff and pray with us tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday at 9:29 each of those days, praying for gospel transformation, for God's people to vote, and to do so wisely and prayerfully. We base that on Mark chapter 9, verse 29, where Jesus tells his disciples that some things are accomplished only by prayer. We believe that that's the case when it comes to true biblical transformation of our communities, our state, and our nation. As Jelaine said at the top of the program, at this time next week, we'll be talking about what happened in the election, not about how we can be a part of shaping what happens and part of determining whether the consequences will be good or bad. please, if you haven't already voted, make sure you get that done by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th.
Amen. Amen. Don't sit this one out, friends. Please be part of the solution. Let your voice be heard through your vote. Your voice matters. Once again, Daniel, we do have a couple of other items needing some attention. And this first issue caught my eye immediately because, believe it or not, it involves a report from the UN, the United Nations. Daily Wire, an online media outlet, says a recent United Nations report found that girls and women have lost out on nearly 900 medals at the expense of male athletes who identify as transgender. Across 29 different sports, over 600 female athletes have lost to biological male competitors. In several instances, female athletes have been severely injured by males competing in their sport. Daniel, this isn't some conservative media outlet or organization making these claims. This is the UN, hardly a conservative organization.
That's exactly right. The report is definitely noteworthy. We've been talking about this issue and warning people about it for nearly a decade now. Finally, some others are realizing that not only is allowing biological males to participate in women's sports inherently unfair, it puts females in the uncomfortable and sometimes dangerous position of sharing bathrooms and locker rooms with males, and also jeopardizes their safety while playing the sport. Rasmussen, a major national pollster, just earlier this week released a poll that shows that 65% of American voters are opposed to biological males competing in women's sports, including 50% who strongly oppose this agenda. Over the past two legislative sessions here in Wisconsin, the legislature has passed bills to protect women's sports, but both times the bills have gone to the governor, he has vetoed them. These vetoes really reflect what's important to this governor, and apparently it's pandering to the LGBTQ plus agenda, in part because they have helped him get elected. But I think it also really shows the governor's true worldview.
Well, I think you're right, Daniel, unfortunately. But you know, while we're talking about some non-conservatives figuring out some things, one other thing we should note is a recent study out of all places, Australia. So it's not just conservatives who are concerned right now about how much time kids spend with technology today. Many far more liberal-leaning experts are beginning to weigh in on this topic. This recent study, as reported by Washington Stand, found that for every minute a young child spends in front of a screen, their opportunities for language development are significantly diminished. The experts emphasize that parents must play an instrumental role in limiting their children's screen time and engaging in face-to-face interactions as much as possible in order for children to flourish. Go figure, right?
Yeah, and the researchers also noted that this study was not meant to demonize technology, but to help parents remember that, quote, the most profound gifts we can offer our children are not found on a screen, but in the depths of our own hearts and the boundless expanse of the world around us, end quote. This study reminds us that parents being present, really engaging with their children, is central to their healthy development.
Well said, Daniel. Certainly we agree with that, and we're glad others are beginning to figure this out. With that, we're out of time. If Wisconsin Family Council can help you with anything we've talked about today, or to find out how you can support our efforts to strengthen, preserve, and promote our shared values, please call us at 888-378-7395 or visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for listening. This is Jelaine Abling and Daniel Degner for Wisconsin Family Council, reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."